What are those?
It's a long piece of medical equipment, and in the end, there's a punch-out. And I don't know why the punch-out is there, but I've probably got 10 million of them. Take some.
They're almost pill-shaped, right? They're just little plastic.
You can make all kinds of things out of them. You can write on them and then erase off of them. They're like an erase board. Or you can make math sentences like that where you put them down and have so many minus so many equal something. People use them as little tags on gifts, you know, to put a hole in them and hang them off. But I don't know if anybody's ever come up with the best thing yet. That's why we have so many. My name's Betsy Hamm, and I'm the executive director of Learning from Scratch.
What is Learning from Scratch?
Learning from Scratch is a recycle center in Grand Rapids where we take in materials from businesses, from people, and we recycle them for art and education.
As an educator, we like to have lots of open-ended materials for young children for both art activities and other kinds of activities that they do. And so this is just a very rich source of all different kinds of open-end materials at a very reasonable price where we can find things for all different kinds of activities that we do at the preschool. My name is Amy Gerald. I'm a preschool teacher at Second Congregational Preschool.
I was a teacher, a special ed teacher. I realized that teachers were short on things and they were expensive. And I thought, well, for my children, I used to gather junk. And so I thought maybe I'd set something up for other people, and the need was there.
I think teachers have always taken things out of their own budget and stuff, but more and more we're looking for this kind of thing. And you can't just go to a store and buy some of the things you can get here, because it is all these bits and pieces and open-ended scraps and things that you can use for things in the classroom.
It struck me as I walked through the door that this is a deep, deep discount arts and crafts store in some ways.
It is, and for some that's what it is. They come in and they get things to make other things that they want to do because they can't find this stuff in stores in town because a lot of it's industrial. It's industrial two-sided sticky. It's industrial stick stuff. It's industrial materials that they want, and they can't find them except with me, because I go looking long and hard at companies. I go in and almost audit what they have and see if it's safe. First of all, it's clean. Second, for kids. And that's what I pick up. And the companies work with me and say, is this what you want? And we're willing to donate it. The companies in Grand Rapids are wonderful. They've worked so great with me, and the people that really, really get the credit are those people that work out on the docks, that work with the dumpsters, because they're the people that save for me, that look and say, oh my gosh, for Betsy, this we're going to keep, we're going to keep this, we're going to keep this, we're going to put a name on it. In some companies, we have drums that sit there, and they fill the drums, and then they call us. Others, we have regular pickups for them. So I give the credit to so many of those people that have those jobs. It's not just a trash job. It's a creative, powerful job for what they save for me. And they're stopping that stuff from going in the dumpster. They're rerouting it to me, rerouting it to the teachers. And even some of those people have ideas of what to do with it. And I bring their idea back here. And then it gets made from here. So they're creative and they're making things. So it's so exciting. It's just really, I'm just so excited about it all the time. About 17 years ago, I was in a class in Ann Arbor in a high scope program, and we had a final project to do. And I had always collected things. I really like to do that. And I thought, well, part of this project in high scope was about circling around, centering around children. And so I thought maybe I'd set something up for other people, and the need was there. So I started a little pile of things for my final project and gathered things, and within about a week, my room in my basement burst open, and I thought, this is working, but I can't stay in my house. And it was a good project, and I thought, it's going to work, but I need to find another spot. I need to give it a name. So I got together with Diane Herbruck, and she and I formed the Learning Alliance, which is an organization where we do education reform. That's like the bigger organization. And I took my idea of learning from scratch and formed that into this. I looked for space, which was going to be very expensive. And thanks to Bruce Langlois, who unfortunately is no longer with us, gave me my first space down in a Delta building downtown. And if it weren't for him, I don't think I'd be here, because he was very gracious and wonderful and gave me a very big space down where the antique stores are now. And I set up shop. I have stuff come in that I don't have the time to sort it. But Lincoln School, the autistic children, need jobs. And I've worked with them for 12 years now, with Judy Kuiper, who's just amazing. She's their teacher. And she comes with her children here. They're 17 to 26 years old, and they come here and pick up their jobs. And I work with her about what jobs they're able to do. And they pick those jobs up every other week or every third week, and I have directions on them. And they take them back to school, and they do the most awesome job, and then bring them back to me. Those are jobs for those kids. And in some cases, those kids have come higher than where they are. They've learned to write numbers on bags. They've learned to stamp. They've learned to sort. They've learned to measure. It's amazing, the stories she tells me and what I see come back. They do some of the nicest work, and that's been going on for 12 years.
And there's fabric here as well?
Tons of fabric. Tons of fabric. Beautiful fabric. Very expensive fabric. And this is printer's foil that you can transfer onto sticky. We have lots of wood, lots of tubing, wheels, pieces of jigsaw puzzles to make puzzle frames, lots of pieces and parts of chairs. Here, will you marry me?
It's a ring.
It's a ring. And sponges on sticks and keys from keyboards. The whole keyboard is in that bag. And then the challenge is can you reconstruct that keyboard on the table? Are you smart enough to do that? Do you want to try it? You have 10 minutes to do it.
You're asking me?
Yes. Open the bag, put it out, and reconstruct the keyboard. Go. I'm really big about creativity. My time at Western, when I got my degree, one of my minors was Nature of Creativity. And that was so many years ago, a long time ago. So I was always tied up with creativity, and I think it's very important. And people come in here and they say, we're not creative. We can't do what you're doing. Everybody's creative. They just have to dust themselves off. And if they spend enough time with me and we walk around, their creativity starts to kind of ooze out on them, and we start to have fun. I was just making these. My daughter teaches at East Grand Rapids. She's put honeybees in all the schools. And so I'm working on making a honeycomb, because honeycombs are made with hexagons. And why are they made with a hexagon? Because they're put together the tightest. The bee has 6 feet. And I'm trying to fix it up for her so she can teach the kids that. And then as it goes down, it's a rhombus that makes and then goes in dodecahedron. Anyway, so I'm trying to do that.
We have a morning class with 11 3-year-olds and an afternoon class with 15 4-year-olds.
Do you have a project in mind?
I've come here for a lot of different activities, but we're also putting together what we call loose part bags for an expo we're doing tomorrow to give out to children in the community that are coming by our table, because there's a big movement towards loose parts right now where you just give children open-ended things to explore and use their imagination with.
And what does that help to trigger in a young mind?
Well, it helps with, again, imagination, with problem-solving skills, creativity. Instead of just very structured activities, it helps them to use their own imagination and problem-solving.
And you get a bag for $5, as much as you can stuff in it, and most of the stuff is by the bag. So they can get as much as they can get for the classrooms to do the projects that they want to make. I make it very affordable for them. And there's no, like, really high price on anything. And if they're really pushed, I help them get it. And I look for things that I know that they want. So I have lists of people that they're looking for special things. Can you get it? And I always go out and try to find it for them. I'm like that connector for them. So like Science Olympiad, Odyssey of the Mind, I work all year to get things that they've told me they need the following year. So when they come in, I've got that stuff for them so they can meet their budget, so they don't have to spend all their money or extra money. So every year they come in, Rockford comes in a lot, and then I've got it here for them so it meets their budget. So I say to people, I'm going to put a sign up. It's not about the money. It's about the mission. It really is. Because it's very important that these things happen for the teachers and for the families and for the kids and for the churches that come in. They don't have the budgets. And I feel very blessed. I've had a good life. I had a good teaching career. And I know what it's like. I know what it's like to have four kids, be an at-home mother. I know all that. And I know I've lived it. And it's really hard to not have those things. And I want those people and those kids to have those things. And when those kids' eyes light up, I want to see their bags fill up and be happy. And just the happiness of all of it. It's just, it's working. It's working. What I'm saving that's not going in the landfill, it can always be that way. I'm just a little slice, a little person, one little corner. I would like to save the whole world, but I know I can't. But I hope I'm making a difference.
Learning from Scratch is located in Grand Rapids at 1454 28th Street Southeast in the rear of CompreNew. Gifts for the Greater Good Philanthropy in West Michigan is underwritten by the Grand Rapids Community Foundation. I'm Patrick Center.